On Halftime, he's the gentle giant of Geelong. He's the big hairy cat. He's our man. Walk On with Cameron Mooney. Walk on. For O'Connell's, Melbourne's number one foodie pub.
Never walk alone when the biggest of the hairy cats is riding shotgun with you. Hello, Cameron Mooney.
G'day, Half. Hello, everybody. Yes. Good weekend, wasn't it? Been a little bit tainted over the last couple of days.
Yeah, it's sort of been forgotten pretty quickly, hasn't it, the weekend?
It was a fantastic result in the cricket.
Great result.
Now we move into footy and... unfortunately, our first week in footy's been tainted. Not great.
Well,
not
last, great. The last couple of years have been tainted, Moons, to be fair. We probably can't be too surprised, but it extended yesterday, didn't it, with the news coming out of the Pies that Joshie Thomas and Lachie Keefe had tested positive to clenbuterol.
Yes. Nah, horrendous for the young men and obviously of AFL football in itself to have these guys going through this. Now... yeah, it'll be interesting to see what comes of this. I mean, at the end of the day, it looks like either way, whatever result is, I don't know, but it looks like they're going to be done. Looks like their career's just about over. And that's a real shame for two really good, talented young men.
You would think that it's going to be hard for that boost sample to come out different.
Well, it's very rarely does it happen, Half, and to have your whole case depending on contaminated meat.
Oh, the New Zealanders aren't happy about this.
No, and... well, nor should they be, but not to have your case on that, to actually try and find that, yes, we went to this restaurant and our meat was contaminated, blah, blah, blah. Good luck trying to do that one. You know, no, I feel really sorry for the kids. And not for an instant do I believe that they have gone and taken this to cheat. And I don't know the boys, but not for one instant do I believe that.
No, I'd be... that would stagger me. The two lone rangers, so to speak, not lone because there's another one, but... work with me.
And the whole thing
have
is...
have decided to try and check the system
with... it's about losing body fat. And I mean, these boys, you know, you have a look at their bodies. I mean, they don't need...
there's not a lot of... yeah. Well, that's what Barmy said yesterday. He goes, well, what are they doing? They wouldn't need to do that.
No,
because
they don't.
And they're lean greyhounds anyway.
Not for a second do I believe it. And people might say, well...
so there's got to be another answer.
You're naive about what goes on. No, I'm not, because I've been in the system a long, long time and I can categorically say and put my hand up in the air, I've never heard of it, never seen it, never had anybody speak about taking anything that's performance enhancing on their own, off their own bat.
Yeah. So there has to be, Moons, there has to be another reason. And at some stage we will learn that, whatever that is. You'd be staggered, as we said before, if it was purely to try and check the systems. I don't think that would happen. They've denied using illicit substances, where sometimes this can be laced, clenbuterol and... amphetamine.
Well, it was interesting listening to Troy Chapman.
Amphetamines, yeah.
What he said
about an influence there.
The AFL doctor coming out to all clubs and saying that now, cocaine or whatever it is, drugs are now being laced or contaminated with, like steroids or performance enhancing drugs. I just found that really interesting, and just thinking young guys that are out there who are taking it. You just get off it. Just don't even put yourself in that situation.
Well, that's... that, to me, Moons, and I'm sure to many, many people listening at the moment, isn't that just the baseline?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that... now, I don't get the whole world of illicit substances. I don't understand it. I don't get it. For a lot of people out there listening, they're going, well, surely that's just the baseline. Surely that's where you start. And that's the minimum level. Just leave it alone. But we will find out more through the situation.
Tweeting, sending an SMS in. Why all the sympathy for a couple of drug cheats? You guys make me sick. No, they're not drug cheats. They're not. I just don't believe that they've gone out purposely to put this in their system so they can lose body fat, bulk up, and all these types of things. I just don't believe it. Now, again, you can say, "Well, I'm naive." Well, I don't think I am. I really don't.
I don't think, and I'd be very, very surprised if people out there listening would think that there is a performance-enhancing drug culture and problem within the AFL. I think most people, from what the anecdotal evidence would suggest, would think that perhaps if there was to be an issue within the AFL and within elite sport to a degree as well, Moons, it would be an illicit drug problem as opposed to a performance-enhancing drug problem. If there's going to be one of them, you would put your hand up and say the illicit one, wouldn't you?
Yes, that is a problem. And I heard Patrick Smith this morning talking about the three strikes policy. And I've in total agreeance with him that, yes, it has to go on the fact that when they brought it in 2005, it was on the back of some stats coming through that marijuana was in high use at the time. Yep. Now, they thought, well, we don't want players to go and get suspended for 2 years at the time on the back of marijuana. So they brought in the three strike policy so they could teach these kids whatever it needed to be. Now, the landscape's changed, and it's changed a hell of a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we're talking, you know, ice and all the heavy drugs now that we're seeing players or people use, and now it needs to change. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm just thinking the whole system now needs a big overhaul.
Well, Gillon McLachlan, and we'll play this a little bit later on, Gillon McLachlan was almost hinting that last night on the couch that things need to change, and there seems to be an appetite for it in the AFL to do something about that three-strike policy for illicit drugs and change it up. And I don't know if it becomes a one or a two. I don't know where it goes. But there did seem to be... I was reading between the lines when Gillon was talking last night, thinking, well, they're going to change this.
They need to now.
And that point that Patrick makes this morning was absolutely correct.
Yeah, it was a great point.
It goes a long way from just smoking some hooch, Moons.
Yes.
To the substances that are out there now that just destroy your life. Absolutely destroy your life. So that's it's a very different world we live in terms of
that
space. A bit of feedback coming off the SMS.
We're popping a little bit here.
Yeah, but that's okay because that's the general... This is what I'm saying before about the baseline for people and what they think is expected. And that's cool.
Positive test means positive test. And yes, unfortunately, they're going to come back. It's going to come back positive with the B sample, more than likely.
Well, numbers would say that's correct.
Yes, and history is going to probably show them that yes, they're going to go down as drug checks. But my point is, I don't believe for a second that they've knowingly put this into their system. That's just my opinion, my belief.
Yeah. And look, I'd still be staggered if people out there that are suggesting those things off the SMS and getting annoyed with you and I for the way we're articulating our message would suggest that they would go out there and purposely be drug cheats. Now, what I do think, Moons, I wouldn't mind getting your feedback on this, is that if it is to be a situation, now, these boys have denied this, so just play with the storyline for a minute. Just work with me for a minute. If it is to be that this was a case of illicit substances, I'm not saying it is, saying it is, but if there were a situation like this, let's leave these two boys out of it for a second, where somebody was using illicit substances that had been laced with this type of clenbuterol or another banned substance, an S1 anabolic agent, which is bad, bad news, according to Asada and WADA, you reckon if there was a guilty finding on the back of that, that those perhaps involved in this lifestyle through elite sport, that do indulge in illicit substances, there might be a shot across the bow to just say to them, well, hang on a minute, this is what can happen. You think that this doesn't, you get your three strikes or whatever it might be, and you haven't had one yet, you might get one or two, and then you can sort of get off. It might be a shot across the bow to say, well, I might need to reassess my lifestyle here.
No question that this is going to be a huge shot across the bow to a lot of people and a lot of professional athletes out there. But, you know, it might have been the day where you think you could go out and have a good time over a weekend and might be out of your system. Well, this could show that, you know, things are now being contaminated, laced, whatever it is, whatever they want to call it, with steroids or performance-enhancing substances.
Anabolic agents.
That you're already putting your career on the line, but now you're just about shooting yourself in the foot.
It's a very, very dangerous situation, dangerous game to play, if that is in fact. Now, we're not saying that is the case for these two boys, but we know of stories, and the SMS is full of messages at the moment saying that illicit drugs are cut with this sort of stuff, with these type of substances. don't quite know what that means. I get the gist of it, but I don't know how that works. But I get the gist of it, and that's the what you're opening yourself up to should you, in fact, indulge in these type of scenarios. Craig's in Hastings on the open line, 9429 1116. G'day, Craig.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good.
That's right. I just wanted to have a chat about a couple of things. One of them was the support mechanisms down at the clubs. Obviously, so they've come up positive, but that doesn't mean they're guilty. Obviously, that'll get looked into. And another one, I reckon, I'm a Cats supporter, by the way, and I reckon Mooney was one of the biggest guys at the Cats that people would be a mentor. So who do they have down at Collingwood that they go to for that? Who would be the Cam Mooney down at the Pies?
Well, look, you've got your leadership group, obviously, and there's people there that you trust, coaches. You know, I used to have a great relationship with Ken Hinckley. He was someone that I always spoke to. Your mates. Look, who's the person that does all that? Well, every club's got their own. But like I said, it could be anyone from a coaching staff, guys like, we had Ron Watt, who was a fantastic man down there, who used to look after a lot of the young guys. You know, he was a great mentor. Dave Johnson's down there now, who's a fantastic person.
So former player Dave Johnson?
Former player Dave Johnson. Look, all clubs have people there that you turn to. You know, the Indigenous boys, I know, turned to Matty Stokes. You know, he's a great mentor for them. So everybody has their own people. But who Collingwood has, I don't know.
I'm not quite sure who that is. We might be able to find it in the book during the break, Moons. That's what we might be able to do. I don't know who that is off the top of my head, though. The development role there at the Magpies. Thank you, Craig, for your call. Stay on the line. First call always gets rewarded here. And you are going to get a $100 dining voucher to O'Connell's Hotel in South Melbourne. Melbourne's number one foodie pub. They bring us Moons every week on halftime. We think that's fantastic and thank them for that. You'll have a hell of a time down at O'Connell's in South Melbourne. Stay on the line, we'll get your details. 22 past 12. Plenty more to talk about after the break with Moons. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. And we'll play that audio too from Gil McLachlan too, because I reckon there was a strong hint last night that the Chief was saying that that policy that is in place at the moment with the three strikes won't be around for 2 months longer. More short. 25 past 12 on a beautiful day in Melbourne town. Cameron Mooney, the biggest of the Hairy Cats, is with us until 1 o'clock talking about the world of sport and probably a heavy slant towards AFL footy and the eve of the season. It's only a couple of days away, Thursday night. We will get the first game underway, Carlton and Richmond. It seems a long way away. And it seems a little bit further away in your mind at the moment with what's going on in the footy and with the situation yesterday with the Magpies, of course, and today being D-Day for the Bombers, Moons. Just on, before we get to the Bombers,
do we have to?
I just want to get a sense from the audience as to what they think they want to happen with that. We'll get to that shortly. But just on that point about Gil McLachlan last night on the couch, talking about the AFL, having a look at the drugs policy, there was a real, he didn't actually say, but have a listen and you make up your own mind about what Gil and perhaps the AFL are thinking about this.
We think we've had the right policy settings. We've got an integrity of 14 people. I think right now if the policies aren't working, then we need to look at them, have a look what's going wrong. Because after today, I think it's time to actually have a look at them.
So, and we sort of did say it in the end, but they've been very, very confident with their policy all the way through that three strikes was the way to go.
And now, I was all for it when it started. Absolutely, You don't want.
Well, there's very strong support for that through the rehabilitation community.
Yes,
that the three strike policy was the way to go. Now a lot of people out.
AFL just didn't go and make this policy up on their own. They went and sought advice from the experts.
Yep. Now people in SEN land had zero tolerance for three strikes.
Yes.
Well, bordering on 99% hated the three strike
apparently
policy.
Apparently, no one out there in SEN land has ever made a mistake.
Well, no, because they hold their athletes, as you and I well know, to a much higher standard level.
We're all human beings.
Yes, understand that. But I was with them. I didn't like the three-strike policy. I didn't understand the rehabilitation side of it. I tried to understand that, but I was thinking that support your players and really look after them if they're, in fact, indulging in this sort of lifestyle. But you don't make that mistake by accident. You make a choice. And there's a choice not to do that. And not to be a part of that. That's why that was the frustration from my end. And I assume from the SEN audiences as well, that was their frustration.
But you got to say, well, just because they're professional sportsmen, and this is any code or any sport, doesn't mean they don't make bad mistakes.
No, that's absolutely
so
right.
So to throw someone absolutely out in the right. Scrap heap on one bad mistake, that's where I supported the three-strike system. Now, after a couple of years, I thought probably has to come down to two.
Yeah.
Because the players have learnt. We had great education. Three strikes is too many. But at the start, yes, I agreed with it. But then I believe, yes, it needed to come down to two, come down to one. Now we need to overhaul the whole thing.
Nathan Buckley was talking about that today. Coach of the Magpies, of course, has been embroiled in this in the last 72 hours since Friday afternoon when Gary Peart took the phone call. I think it might have been about 12 on Friday afternoon. I think I heard him say yesterday. Let's have a listen to Bucks.
I think we've got to remember our players are subject to the most stringent testing and drug code situations that you'll find in the world. I mean, the illicit drug code, they put their hand up to say that, you know, we want to be responsible to this, or, you know, we'll expose ourselves to this. The AFL, I think, has always not been afraid to take stances on position we hold in society, and we put our players, we put our clubs on a pedestal. It's really easy when things don't go well for you guys to whack the AFL or to whack a club or to whack a player, but I don't think it hurts to have those high standards and high expectations. And yeah, sometimes you're going to fall short of them, but without those high expectations and high standards, you're not going to live up to them more often than not. So I don't mind that the AFL does that. I don't mind that the players have put their hand up for that. But as I said, we're probably in a better position to comment on what's going to look best going forward and what's fair. The world's changing, things shift, things evolve, and we want to be a part of that discussion.
And the back half of that from Nathan Buckley there today, I 100% agree with. It's what I was trying to get to before that. They are athletes these days, regardless of what sport they're in, be it AFL or NRL or athletics or hockey or whatever it might be, it doesn't really matter. They are held to a high standard, and that makes them better. And that's the level that they need to be, because they are elite, and you need to be at that level. And I really, really enjoyed that last point, that more than often than not, if you don't have those standards, you won't live up to them. But if you do, there might be a few that slip through the cracks, Moons, every now and then, but the majority will be able to live up to that standard and lift everything on the back of that. And I think that's a really good point.
Do we think that the majority don't live up to that standard? I mean, we have, 700, 650, 700 players?
800.
Is it 800?
I think it's 800 these days.
Jeez. Way too many. But we have 800 players. Do we not think that, you know, what's a good percentage? 85, 90, 95% of those players live up to a high standard? And you're always going to get 5% in life that don't.
Yep, but I agree with Bucks.
A group of
if
men,
you don't have the standard, then you've got nothing to live up to.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Completely agree. But for a group of men, 800 men, and we're men, we like to have a muck around and blah, blah, we carry on a bit every now and then.
And we do that often, 12 to 4 weekdays.
Yes. But the percentage of people that do the right thing, I think, for that number of men, I think is pretty bloody high and pretty fantastic. And yes, we're always going to get ones that slip through the cracks, and we're going to get some idiots, and the old saying, you lead a horse to water. All of those things. We're always going to get, no matter what code or life or job or whatever you're in, you're always going to get the idiots. We're always going to get the people that let you down. But on the majority, on the whole, I think AFL players, and I think probably professional people, do it pretty well. My opinion.
That's Moons. Now, I want to know off the SMS, this is an SMS poll only. Please don't call for this next part of the program. The 2 p.m. deadline is today for the verdict from the Anti-Doping Tribunal for the Bombers, the Essendon 34, they call them. What do you want? I want to get a temperature, take the temperature of the audience as to what outcome they want, guilty or not guilty. Send it through off the SMS. Now, this is clearly your opinion on what you've read, what you've been listening to, what you've chosen to digest along the way with this whole saga. 0433981116, just the way you see it. Off the SMS is, I want to see that through the break, Moons.
Just quickly, this guy, someone's into me here, Anonymous. He's always into me, Anonymous. Not everyone plays professional sport and earns that much money. Different set of rules, you absolute bozo, Cam Mooney, completely out of touch. And hang on, how many people who work in the building industry or whatever it may be, how many times do they get drug tested? How many times do they go under this regime that professional sports are under?
I'm not sure they've signed up to the testing policy of the AFLPA.
So people could turn up and be as messy as they want after a weekend. So sit there and say, anyway, I'm getting frustrated.
Don't get frustrated. This is what we're saying before, Moons. Athletes, because they are in the public light and they are role models for a lot of people,
yes,
they do get
totally agree.
Held to different account. And that's what you sign away. When you sign your first contract, that's what you sign away.
Don't sit here and say, if I rocked up, blah, 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 I'd be fired. You know what? No one would know if you rocked up off your head because you don't get tested. So shut up.
27-1. Moons is with us. He'll be back after this. 21-1 on halftime. Cam Mooney is with us. The biggest of the Hairy Cats, always on a Tuesday afternoon, 12-1. And we love his work. He's getting fired up today. And he's given
fired as good, a few people up,
he's
too. It's great.
Given as good as he gets off the SMS, just quietly, too. Hey, Ron's in Greensboro, Cam. He wants to talk to you. He's done that on the open line, 9429-1116. G'day, Ron.
Yeah, it's g'day, boys. Love your show. Probably first call this year.
Welcome.
I'm a bit surprised with what some of the things I'm hearing. Just what influence does WADA have over the drug policy of the AFL?
Well, it's a policy you made in... Well, the ASADA policy the AFL signs up to. Well, the WADA code through ASADA. So the AFL sign up to that code. They agree to that code. Mm. From a performance enhancing point of view.
WADA's the one that sets the...
They set the code.
They set the code.
They set the code.
Agenda,
the AFL agreed to it.
So we don't have to agree to it?
No, I don't think you do. I don't actually think you do. I think this competition in the States, but I think the NFL might not have signed up to the wider code. I'm not sure about Major League Baseball either. They have their own code. I don't know this for sure. My understanding is that...
When I hear you say things like, we brought in the three-strike policy on marijuana because
that's the
thing had we followed the wider policy.
No, that's the illicit drug policy, Ron. That's the difference. And this is something that we all need to be aware of and conscious of when we talk about these things, that there are two separate policies. There is the wider policy, the wider code, and there is the illicit drug policy. They are very different policies.
Yeah, I just thought it was still the wider policy, direct drug policy, one way or the other.
The illicit drug policy, if you are found to have tested positive to an illicit drug on game day, then the wider code applies. So there is a crossover to a degree, but the illicit drug policy is a different policy to the anti-doping policy.
It just seems that we don't seem to be following the rules somewhere down the line. I don't know. We wouldn't be in
this
trouble now.
Ron? Who's we, Ron?
Oh, the AFL generally. I think this whole thing has just gone beyond belief. This nowhere in the world does anything take 3 years to sort out a problem.
Well, that's... It's been a very complex situation, as you're fully aware, Ron. That's why it's taken this long. Now, probably it's gone way too long, but the way it's been drawn out through different channels has pushed it to this point. At 2 o'clock today, there will be some outcome. Will it be the end of it, Ron? We just do not know. We'll see which way it goes. Just on... Thank you for your call, Ron. That's right. It's, somebody says, which was the point I was going to make, the AFL signing up to the wider code. The government funding... There'd be no government funding, my understanding is, if you don't sign up to the wider code as an elite competition in the nation. So that's why they do that. But
you understand, they're
very different policies.
The illicit policy was... Because under WADA or in ASADA, if you do get tested during the week and you come up positive, then you are a two-year banned. And I think the AFL thought, well, we don't want that to our players. We want to teach our players, educate them. I think that's why they went down that.
Out of competition, off-season stuff.
Yes, that's why they went down that path of that other illicit drug program.
Thank you, Ron. Just off the SMS, just because I threw out a question before the break in regards to what people think, will, and want to be the verdict this afternoon from the Anti-Doping Tribunal. Overwhelmingly, it is...
The big G.
They want / think. Now, they didn't actually say think or want, but this is the word just came through, guilty. So the overwhelming majority of the SMS traffic, now it's just a representation, it's not exactly the whole audience, we know that. Overwhelming. Either want it or think it will be a guilty verdict. How you can... clearly we can't be sure of any decision we lean towards this way, because we don't know the evidence that's been handed over to the panel, to the tribunal throughout all this. We know sort of the storyline around it through the last couple of years, but we don't know what actual hard evidence has been given to the panel, to the tribunal to sort this out. But
it's gonna be
overwhelmingly the sentiment
is. Well, unless there is hard evidence of paper documentation, how can they be found guilty? This has been the problem the whole time. No one knows what was given. No one knows who took what or who the player. So how can they be guilty? How can they find a guilty verdict?
Mm. Comfortable satisfaction is all you need. I don't know how you get that. I don't know how you get that. We will see. From 2 o'clock, the verdict will be known, and we'll try and track down the outcome as soon as we can.
Either way, Daniel, it's not going to end today.
Chances are it won't. Andrew's in Altona. G'day, Andrew.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
Solid.
Mooney?
Moons, yeah, Moons.
Yep. I've got my 13-year-old son with me. I'm on the road.
Good.
If he was to start AFL football or football now, like you guys and me, and we were going to take drugs, you would know straight away you're going to get caught, and you'd be so stupid to even think about it, because these days, the way that you're going into the sport, the AFL sport, they know, and you know, you don't touch it. You do not touch the drugs, because you know you're going to get caught.
Well, that was always my theory, Andrew. I'm way too scared I might even like it and get addicted. B, my old man to punch my head in. And mm-hmm. C, you at some stage, you're going to get pinged. And is it worth it for a night out with the boys?
Not if you want to have a decent career.
And that's the part, Andrew and Moons, I don't get. That's the part I don't get. I don't understand why you'd even chance your arm with that type of scenario.
Like I said, it's in society.
Yep,
and
it is.
You're going to have people in our game and in all aspects of life who are going to have it. We can't, just because we have 800 people playing AFL forward, you can't have 800 people not on it.
No, the numbers would say you're absolutely correct. But what Andrew is saying, what I'm saying as well, is that why, given this opportunity, and you and I know what a great opportunity it is to be a part of the AFL and play AFL for a living. You know, for 10 years we played. How long did you play? For 13 years?
Yeah.
13 years you played in AFL footy. I played for 10. It was fantastic. Best. Would you have ever jeopardised that with being a deal? Making a choice to put that on the line?
No.
Doesn't make any sense. I don't get that, Andrew. Stay on the line, Andrew. Make sure your boy, who's listening to us, is all over that. I'm sure with a parent like you, he'll be fine down the track. Good choices are made at home as well. And we teach them from the start. That's our responsibility as parents too. Stay on the line. $100 voucher to Ribera's Restaurant. Make the most of Johnny Ribera's 3 a.m. start to the fish markets. Port Melbourne and North Melbourne, the restaurants these days. Google Ribera's and the rest is easy. Take him for a feed down there at Ribera's. We'll take a break. More calls after that. Moons is with us. 10 to 1, Moons is with us. Off the SMS, Manny from Willis here. What about this? Manny's just working for us on the bus. I'm in a bus travelling to a work function with 25 people. And he's done the poll, the halftime, what do you think, guilty or not guilty poll, on the bus. Great stuff, Manny, by the way. 21 say not guilty. 3 say guilty and 1 doesn't care. So that's a different flip on the feedback we had earlier. Good stuff, Manny. Well played. Thanks for sending through the information. Now, round 1 is not too far away, Kem.
Can't wait.
There's actually footy being played this week. Thursday night.
SEN
footy. We'll be back for 2015. We're very excited about that. Of course, Carlton and Richmond's always a nice way to kick off the season. KB gets up and about. He thinks the Tigers this year are just by about 15 or 16 goals. So it's not a bad margin. It was 130 points, 160 points last year.
He's never put too much pressure on the footy club, has he, in those opening rounds? Never done that to them.
No, he's never done that. Tell me, Moons, what are you thinking
right,
for this
weekend? For this Thursday night, I'm going with Richmond. Only just. I think I liked Carlton's last game against Geelong. I thought they improved
good.
Out of sight
out
from when
sight,
I saw
absolutely.
Them against West Coast over there in the West. They were pretty disappointing that day in saying that, though. They had a lot of their stars out. But, yeah, I did like them. But I'm just thinking at the moment, going on last year, and I've got Richmond in my 8, I just think Richmond will be right come Thursday night.
Richmond to win that one, okay.
Less than three goals.
Not quite the 16 that KB is perhaps suggesting.
No, not quite.
Okay, so somewhere in between 3 and 16 at the moment.
Now, Saturday half.
Yes.
Melbourne v. the Suns.
Yes.
Who have you got?
Who am I tipping?
Who have you got? Who are you tipping?
I'll be tipping Gold Coast.
Why? No Lynch, no Dixon, no Day, O'Meara's question mark, Ablett question mark.
Ablett will play, O'Meara will play, and they'll win.
I'm going Melbourne for the upset.
Are you?
I am.
Get around the D's early doors.
They haven't given me much confidence over the preseason.
I haven't had much reason to
but
get too
I just look at
about
who,
tipping
I just
them.
Look at the outs for the Gold Coast. And yeah, they are massive, massive outs and underdone, even though Gaz will probably have 35 and kick 3. But.
look, I think Gold Coast bet a bit deeper than the D's, even with their best out there. I think Gold Coast
I'm just sticking away. I'm just going to go for an upset up.
Are we holding fire on Sydney and Essendon until we find out what happens today?
Sydney by 100.
Righto. Not holding fire there. Brisbane take on Collingwood at the Gabba on Saturday night, Moons.
I actually picked Collingwood early, and then after the last 24 hours and probably the weekend just gone, I'm going to have to go Brisbane
I'm
now.
On Brisbane there, I think. I think I'm with Brisbane.
I expect Brisbane to be a lot more competitive this year. I'm not sure. A lot of people saying, look, if you might want to smoke it for the 8, Brisbane their key defenders and forwards are still so young and raw. You know, you can't expect these guys to have the big impact that, say, a John Brown had. Their midfield's very classy, but around the ball, they weren't fantastic as far as the contested possession. So they need to improve that for me before I really jump on board. But in saying that, I am still going with them, Daniel.
Bulldogs take on the West Coast Eagles, Etihad Stadium.
The Doggies. Night. Thought the Doggies were sensational last week.
I'm concerned about the Eagles.
With their back half, the Eagles. Losing Glass, losing Waters, and then losing McKenzie, you know, in the space of 6 months. You know, that's huge. It's a very big hole to fill. I'm not sure if they can do it.
The Saints beat the Giants, or the Giants beat the Saints?
The Giants. I think they've had a pretty good preseason as well. I think I've got them down for around about the 10 wins this year. I think they'll improve very much.
Adelaide take on North. This will be a cracker at the Adelaide Oval.
Looking
on Sunday.
Looking forward to this one. This one's an absolute belter. I'm still going Adelaide. I loved what I saw with Adelaide against Port on the last weekend of NAB Challenge.
Yes.
Saw them against Geelong, and I thought after quarter time they were really good.
Oh, they're a better team that night.
Should have won that game.
Yeah, I agree with
that. Just kicked poorly. Port Adelaide, they were brilliant. I really like what they're doing at the moment. Their defensive stuff that Walshy's bringing in. Really like it. So going with Adelaide on that one.
Freo and Port's a cracker too. What's that stadium called these days? DS? It used to be Patterson Stadium. Yeah. It's not Patterson Stadium anymore.
I can't remember.
Domain Stadium is what it is. Domain Stadium.
I've still got Patterson's here.
No, it's Domain. Okay. Domain Stadium.
Port for me. I just love Port with how they play the game. They didn't play well against Adelaide. That was fair to say. But I think after they got all their players in for their first run, I think that's what they needed, just a really good run together.
Well, Hawthorn and Geelong on Easter Monday, which will be a terrific encounter with two very, very good teams.
You can't hold Hawkins and Clark, you guys.
Oh!
You just can't. But Hawthorn really are the best side in the comp, on and off the field. I mean, you really are. You have to be in awe of them.
Well, Paul and Glenroy wants to talk about the Geelong forward setup. That's on the back of your statement there, Paul. Good afternoon.
G'day, half guy, Cam.
Well, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Cam. I was really impressed in the final last year. I don't know what you think of Walker, and with your forward structure, I'm just wondering where you're going to fit him in. But could he be option down back? And just a quick one, is your brother still involved in footy in any way?
Jace, no, he's up on the Gold Coast living the good life
On him. Good on him.
He's working, just sells alcohol, sells CUB rep on the Gold Coast. How hard would that job be?
That's just printing cash.
Like, seriously.
That is just printing cash. That's
just
what that job is.
Walk in and throw the keg in and walk out with a paycheck. But he's not. But Walker's... He's still a young kid, Walker, and I really do like him. His work ethic's amazing. Is he going to fit into the side? Well, not straight up. No, he's not, because you've got Hawkins, Blitzarves, Clark. You know, throw in a couple of the smaller guys who are running through there as well. It's a pretty potent forward line. It's going to look much better this year. But as far as Monday game goes, heart says Geelong. Head probably Hawthorn at the minute.
I like to hear those words from you. Not often do I get those words from you. Just that one word is critical. It's nice to get it from your Moons back shortly. Righto, Moons, we're coming up to 1 o'clock. That means you've got to go and Hoggy's got to come in. Despite all that's gone on in the last...
Hoggy average hangover?
Well, we'll find it. It looks pretty good to me out there. Despite all that's happened in the last 72 hours, 96 hours, have you turned your clock around to be ready for footy season? Because it's sort of taken away the build-up. Once the Cricket World Cup final had finished, it was all about, righto, here we go,
footy
Thursday
started.
Night, we're back. We've been distracted a bit, but are you ready to rock and roll for a big
year? Absolutely. Cannot wait for it. I'm dying for Thursday to come around, actually. Once footy gets going, it's amazing how quickly everything else just falls into the background. Once you see that first ball bounced, can't wait for it.
Very keen for you to be a big part of course, at 11:16 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy, mates. Appreciate your time this afternoon.
Champion.
Have a great fun during the week. We'll see you next Tuesday. Cam Mooney with us every Tuesday on Halftime.